fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Desi Campbell. Now, we've literally just met at the car park, but I know you because you have ruined more pairs of my shoes than I am, you know, happy to mention. You're a singer, songwriter, musician, and I have danced my socks off more times than I can count. So I wanted to get you on the show because I'm sure you have some fantastic musical memories.
I do. Good morning. Yes, I do have some fantastic musical memories, and I apologize for the shoe.
It's okay. It gave me an excuse to buy more. But there we go. So you've got quite an eclectic journey musically. So tell us where it all started.
It all started with my father being a DJ, actually. And so I was surrounded by music, music at birth. So it was just like within my blood. My mum was in the church, pianist. So just completely.
So where was this? Where were you born?
I was born in Jamaica, actually.
Okay.
But I don't remember much of it because we emigrated when I was 4 years old. So my formative years were in the Midlands, in Derby.
A bit glamorous then?
Yeah. Of course, they moved to a glamorous part. Yeah, not London, not Manchester, not Liverpool, Derby.
There you go. But so your first track is, I really enjoyed listening to this. This was really good fun. This is Boris Gardner and My Commanding Wife.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about this song and where it's...
This song was a song that I heard as a child, and I thought, it used to scare me, actually, because I thought it was directed to my mum. I thought it was my dad actually singing it to my mum until I realised, okay, it's a record. And so it just stuck with me, and I think it's the first song that I can remember.
Right, we're going to listen to this. Is Boris Gardner, My Commanding Wife.
It's me, honeybee. Open the door, dear.
Where you come from this time of morning?
I was just by the corner with them boys if I do.
Juice? And we have so much juice here in a pot drink,
now. Darling, open the door.
Wait, you sweat that for your collar. Lipstick?
Wait.
Here,
no,
no.
Commanding wife, she wants to destroy my life. Oh, my commanding wife, she wants to destroy my life. Oh, my commanding wife, she wants to destroy my life. Oh, my commanding wife.
Commanding wife, she
So this next one, a bit surprised. So the Beatles, Drive My Car. Mm-hmm. Love this song, by the way. You can't help but sort of do the action steering
exactly.
wheel. So tell us a bit more about this memory.
This song was always on the radio when I was getting wound up by my elder brothers. You can come to school today. I was so excited to come to school and I wasn't old enough.
Oh.
They'd wind me up. This track would be on the radio. And eventually, you know when you're a kid, 2 weeks seems like 2 years, and eventually I went to school and this was on the radio. So this is my inspiration song for, you know, getting out and getting going. Get in your car.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, let's beep beep and drive my car with the Beatles.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I wanna be famous, a star on the screen.
Surprising one, mm-hmm. but for completely different reasons. This is a bit wacky.
It is a bit wacky. I mean, I don't know if people are familiar with this group, but they did some great songs. This guy went, the actual songwriter went on to write, for instance, Kylie Minogue's Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But this song is, I mean, I'm a rocker at heart. You know, soul, reggae, but this song is rock and I just love melody, chord structure.
It's bonkers.
Yeah.
It's bonkers. So this is a band called Sweet and the track is called Ballroom Blitz.
Yes.
So, have a listen and then we're going to come back a bit and talk about your music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
Yeah, because I actually had a bit of a rock to that one. But you're a singer, like we said before, a musician.
Yes.
What kind of stuff do you do?
I personally really vary. I go from pop. I love pop. You know, middle of the road, Harry Styles, pop.
Yeah.
But then there's a side of me that's quite eclectic and quite wacky. Frank Zappa, you know, Captain Beefheart.
Mm-hmm.
I think, basically, I just love music. There's no barriers, there's no restrictions, and it's just like, whatever takes my fancy. Hence, this musical memories list is, is quite mixed up. And
it really is. So, for example, the next song we have, and I really want to hear the story behind this, is the theme tune from Crossroads, the TV show.
Yes, again, a lot of people may not know, but my mum was a pianist in the church, and we used to have an old piano in the house, and hearing this, I didn't watch the program, but I used to hear the theme tune there every night, and I just used to practice on the piano, and eventually I learned to play this song by you know.
Wow, yes. That's really cool. So did you have like musical training? You've just got it in your blood.
I just got it in my blood. As I say, I just went on the piano that was in the corner, and I think it was out of tune, very out of tune. But I learned to play this song, and I realise now, looking back, that was the start of my, you know,
your musical journey.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't mind, we're not going to listen to the whole thing.
No, sure.
But we are going to listen to a little bit of the Crossroads theme tune, and I'm sure that's going to take some people right back to the 70s.
Oh, my goodness.
I love this track.
Who doesn't?
I love this track. Yeah. Candy Staton, Young Hearts Run Free. It just makes you want to jump out of your chair.
From the intro, the brass intro. Yeah, I mean, there you go. There you go. Thank you. You don't have to play it now because Monique has demonstrated it for us.
Actually, you could have sung everything.
Yeah, I could have.
Wasting the engineer's time.
Yeah, well, it's morning time, so we don't want to scare off the guests quite yet. Two paper rounds, saved up my money, first record that I bought.
Candy Staten, Young Hearts Run Free. And then did you do your paper rounds while listening to this, so really fast?
No, I didn't have, didn't have Walkmans.
No?
No.
Yeah, we're old, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to listen to this from the very beginning, and we'll see how far we get into it. But we're gonna have a bit of a bop around the studio, so excuse us.
And sharing this one and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the baby, but you won't have your man.
So this one, I had no idea I had to listen to this one. This is the Alessi Brothers. Oh, Laurie.
Oh, Laurie. You didn't know this song.
I didn't know this song.
It's beautiful. Mm. I still sing this song today in my performances.
Okay.
What I liked about this was he sings it in this, what's called a falsetto, a high voice, and I've always been able to do that. So, and I just, it's such an emotive, beautiful song.
Is this the sort of thing people request? Do they go through lists with you? And
no, this is actually a song that when I sing it, some people might come up to me and say, oh my goodness, I haven't heard this song for years and I've never heard anybody sing this song. So I pride myself on picking something that's a little bit unusual as opposed to your Stand By Me, you know, a Sweet Caroline. I like to pick something that's a little bit, you know.
Now you've said Sweet Caroline, it's not going to leave my head. but no, so we're going to listen to the Alessi Brothers' Oh Laurie, and if anybody wants to hear Desi Campbell sing it live, we'll find out where you sing after this track.
With you all summer and after fall, I'll keep you warm through the winter. Ooh, 'cause I've noticed one thing, this ain't no summer play. I like to ride my bicycle with you on the handlebar. You laugh and run away. Do I? As I chase you through the meadow. Do I? Ooh, without you I'm down. Never say goodbye. Yeah. Oh, Laurie, you bring the spring, the summer to fall. Ooh, and winter.
This is where it starts to get interesting for
me.
I'm just going to talk a bit about the track because it leads right into a big checkbox for me.
Yes.
So, frankly, this is In the City by The Jam,
yes,
one of my favourite bands. Really angry song.
Yeah.
But
I could relate because I was really angry at the time. Graffitiing Derby.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, guilty. It was me.
It was you.
It was me, yeah.
Did you sign your name? Did you tag?
No.
No.
That's silly. No. But I was a bit of a punk.
Yeah?
And I was
17. Angry teen, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. Weller was like my inspiration. So, you know, it was like, it had to be. And then I was lucky enough to go and work with it.
I know. Yeah. Tell us more about that, because this is the fun bit.
This is the fun bit. I was emigrated to Sheffield, and I responded to an advert that was in this magazine, Smash It, and got a reply back from Weller himself saying, come down to London, come and work with me. And we started to work together for about 2 years.
You've sung with him.
Yeah, he asked me to do some backing vocals in the Style Council. We went on the Tube. We went on the program called The Tube,
uh-huh.
Switch, Old Grey Whistle Test.
Okay. Yeah, really cool music program.
Yeah.
I've actually seen the videos of you doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like super, super cool. Massive tick in my Desi Campbell fan box.
Thank you.
Got to tell you. Because Paul Weller, you know, he doesn't mess about.
No.
He's still going strong today. And yeah, so in the city, by the Jam, going to try not to trash the studio.
Yeah.
While this is
agreed.
Another song I love, completely different reasons. And this is another one of those tracks that from the very beginning, you just have to drop everything.
You just have to drop everything and just get absorbed.
And you don't have to dance, you have nothing.
No,
just...
exactly. And it was such a surprise because they were like The Jam, another angry band that I could relate to. And then they did this.
Mm.
And then I realized that within all that anger, obviously, you know, you can find tenderness and sweetness, and you can be, you don't have to be one thing musically. You can be golden brown.
There you go. So this is the Stranglers, Golden Brown. So do you sing this? Do you play this as well? This is
I do actually have a version of this song, but I don't think I've ever actually done it. And I think I will now.
Such a beautiful song,
isn't it?
Really, such a beautiful song. So we're going to listen to the whole of this, I hope, from the very, very beginning.
Texture like sun lays me down. With my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown, with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, two distant lands, takes both my hands. never a frown with golden brown. Golden brown, fine temptress, through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day, never a frown with golden brown.
Before we go any further, we just had a bit of a chat about your daughter, because there's a song that you wanted to play for her and you weren't quite sure if we could put it on the list.
Yes.
But, you know, I think we should talk about it. So tell us about this song.
Yeah, well, she was, I don't know, she couldn't even speak. This song would come on the radio and her character would change. There would be a look in her eye that was like, what's that about? And I bought the track, mm-hmm. put it on again, and the same response every time, to eventually she started to like singing the words in her own way. Freed from Desire. I can't remember the artist.
I can hear it in my head.
Yeah.
But, and I can almost see the pop video.
Na 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 na.
So, does she sing as well?
She is a professional singer.
There you go.
Yeah, she is. So it was in the blood. It was meant to be.
Proud daddy. That's so cute.
I mentioned this to her now. She's like, Dad. She's like,
no, well, we're sorry to have embarrassed you. Honestly. So we may slip a bit of that in at the end,
okay.
But we're going to go on to your next song, which is another classic from my youth as well. Where does this song take you? This is Rio by Duran Duran. Iconic video,
yeah.
All the supermodels on a boat.
Yeah.
Tell
us a bit. This song takes me to the stage in my career where I thought, okay, I'm ready. I can do that. I'm as good as this. I'm ready. And so I had this pink thing in my hair. I used to wear this Diamante and a bit of rouge, and I was ready.
You were ready.
I was deludedly confident, but Duran Duran did this to me.
Because of their look, or because of their sound, or their
everything, the attitude, the fact that guys could like embrace this femininity, mm-hmm. and this kind of like, you know, freedom of dress whilst making great music, and when bands were still bands, you know.
Well, yeah, it was nice because everyone looked different as well in those days.
Exactly.
You didn't buy something and it stayed like that. You would hack it and slash it and paint it and pin it.
That's right. And it was free to you. You were free to do it, you know, anything that you wanted to, really. And I think what I like about this band and that style is they're still going today. So it wasn't just a fad, you know. It wasn't just some TV, you know, made up band. This was real organic, you know, musicians.
And all people with talent as well.
Exactly.
They proper played,
yes,
didn't they?
Yes.
And, you know, there's some great music around, but it was, I think it was nicer growing up in our time that you had, like I said, that freedom, that...
And I think the variety as well, because you had Duran Duran, you had Spandau Ballet, you had Dexys Midnight Runners, you had the ska thing, mm-hmm. you had the, as we've mentioned, the Jam and the Stranglers were still around then. So there was a real diverse, you know,
yeah.
selection of music.
And each of them identifiable by their clothes
That's
and stuff
right.
and attitude.
Yes.
And,
yes.
and there was lots of messaging in the music, whereas mm-hmm. today there's not quite so much messaging.
Exactly. Exactly. So as you say, still good music today, but I'm glad that I was able to kind of like grow up in that time and, you know.
Right. So we're going to get on the boat with Duran Duran and Rio. You can be John Taylor and I'm going to be.
Oh, thank
Cindy
you.
Cindy Crawford.
Oh, my God.
Cherry ice cream.
So this is a band I love. They had come to the UK and done a particular tour when I was in my 30s, and I went to see them, and mm-hmm. I still behave like a teenager. But this song, never heard.
Okay.
This is the Abandoned Luncheonette.
Yes, it's the whole album, which I've just bought again recently, remastered. And this was the album that I used to, when I was living in Sheffield and, you know, commuting to London, working with Paul Weller, that I do my vocal warm-up exercises to.
Okay.
So melodic, so free and easy, and I still listen to it today. As I say, I've just bought it again, remastered.
Ah.
So it's a classic. It's, you know, I mean, it's very difficult for me to say, if you ask me, what's your favorite song of all time? It's impossible, because I might wake up one day and think, right, today it's this, today it's that. But Abandoned Luncheonette as an album is always, always in my top five.
And so do you still do those vocal exercises? What is it like to be a professional singer and a professional musician? What's your day like?
My day is like not being in traffic like we were today. But, no, my day is like, usually I wake up, I put some jazz on, I warm up my vocals a little bit, and a couple of hours later I start working on music that I'm working on with a guy in Japan.
Okay.
And then just getting ready for the evening, you know, just what songs might I sing tonight? Like I say, I'm going to try Golden Brown again soon. What's something that I've just been doing recently? Doobie Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah, I introduced the Doobie Brothers. Unfortunately, a lot of older songs. I do some Harry Styles,
uh-huh.
you know, and some Bruno Mars, but I tend to go back to the classics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's it. There's such a mix of audience in the people that you entertain. So
yes.
You have regular gigs, and you do venues and weddings and things like that as
uh-huh.
well, don't you? So,
correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we should just look out for you.
Look out for me. Just, you know, there's social media pages, and it's always advertised. Yes. And I'm very busy. 2-3 nights a week, I'm out and about in lovely Malta.
There you go. So we're going to listen to one of the tracks off Abandoned Luncheonette by Hall & Oates. Thank you so much, Desi Campbell, for being my guest this week on Musical Memories. It's been good fun.
Great.
Thank you
very much. I've enjoyed it too. Bye-bye.
We sat in an abandoned luncheonette, sipping imaginary cola and drawing faces in the tabletop dust. His voice was rusty from years as a sergeant in this man's army. He was old and crusty. She was 20 when the diner was a baby. He was a dishwasher, busy in the back, his hands covered with gravy. Hair black and wavy, brilliantine slick, hot cleaning dandy. He was young. That's all it said. that's all it said. Ooh, that's all it said. Day to day, day to day, and they were all their lives wasted away. Month to month, and year to year, and month to month to month.
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.